fescues from algae into the retina of a 58-year-old man who was blind. Now he can actually see some objects. This is unprecedented and a breakthrough in medical science. Now, the other side of this is there are people with their total vision who are still blind if you don't acknowledge the goodness of our God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get to our Bible Jeopardy clue this morning. This is from the category, The Life of King Saul and David. Because David sinned, God offered three punishments. Which one of them did David choose? Is it 7 years of famine, 3 months of flight, 3 days of pestilence, or none of these? 2 Samuel 24, 10 and 14, 10 through 14 has that answer. If you call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500, put what is in front of your response. You have to respond in the form of a question, and we're good to go. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll be back with much more music and fun right here in the Hamp Camp.
The unstoppable wait, unstoppable wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Especially when you can handle it. And you had to give it over to him. And you had to make a serious request. Fix it for me. What a mighty God we serve. What an able God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. It's a beautiful picture in the rear. It's a family tree. Since the Civil War, they may have had maybe seven district attorneys since the Civil War. And Mr. Taylor handed it over to a young black man. That was monumental. That's God's work, right? When he hands the office over. You know, I'm going to have to get Cravens up here to come talk to God. I'm going to do it. They're not your friend. It's a blessing to see God move in that fashion. I'm going to ask you that. In fact, they only have, what, 6 district attorneys around? 7, 8? 7. There were only 6 district attorneys. Well, yesterday it made number 7. He's the only black. That's monumental. Since the Civil War, Lord have mercy. That means we are making some strides. From down there to up here. And you know, I'm just glad to be a witness to what God is doing and has done. You ought to be glad to be a witness to all what God has done and is doing right now. I'm just so glad that God touched Mr. Taylor's heart. Now, Mr. Taylor is the one who would help me out with your tickets. I hope Charles do the same thing. Bigger friends. So, it is good to have a friend, y'all. That you can call on and they can pick up a telephone and unlock the door. So don't go around here tearing up your friendship. Because you don't know who you're going to need before it's all said. Don't get to talking too smart to folk. Because you don't know who you're going to need before it's all said and done. And let's continue to pray for those who have lost loved ones, like the mayor and others who have lost their mothers and fathers and children. And although they may have lost their children 3 years ago, let's keep praying for them. They're still aching. They're still hurting. It's not getting over like talking about it. They're able to deal with it better, but it's still hurting somewhere in the crevices of their hearts. If you have your Bibles, let's have church and let's roll on out. I know you're ready for the Super Bowl. I'm ready for it too. I ain't gonna need a real. We're ready for it too. Yeah. San Francisco, wave your hand. Kansas City, wave your hand. All for Jesus, wave your hand. All right, now I got a team. Now I got a team. They all hands on deck. Now we got a team. If you have your Bibles, team. Let's go to Philippians, the 4th chapter. We're going to key in on the 19th verse. But what we're going to do to get understanding the 15th verse, 4th chapter of Philippians. Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me, as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire to give, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I'm full, having received of Epaphras the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God, shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's just talk a little bit before we get out of here. My God shall supply. We live in a world where we think that the natural resources are depleting. Amen. We live in a world where we think that the natural resources are depleting. The sun has never gone out. It shines all the time. Man has not declared that we should take a spaceship and a big lighter and send it back up to relight the sun. The sun is the golden medallion of the day. It's a resource that has been shaped, formed, and placed in place by God himself. Water is another resource that man has damaged, but is not depleted. Yeah. And I believe, although they say we have an energy shortage, I believe that God has put enough minerals in the ground to take care of man forever. Watch how crazy I am. Just when you think the oil well, the hole is dry, God has the power to fill it up again. Do I have some help in the house? Maybe you ain't never been down to your land. And watch how God worked it out in your life. Just when you thought you were out of the game, God comes back and puts you back in the game. Oh, come go with me here. Somebody in the house got to know that God is able to supply all of your needs according not to your riches, because we are poor, but according to his riches, for he is rich in houses and land. Or somebody I know the text with me that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hear the gold and